even an idea. Marriage was our introduction to intimate relationships. Nonetheless, I said yes. Rich's eyes opened wide, and he tilted his head to the side, like a dog that's just heard an unfamiliar sound. Really? How do you know? I just do, I said, turning my face away from him. I couldn't look him in the eyes. That night, I joined him in his room. Rich undressed himself, then undressed me as I lay on the bed. "Do you want to see?" he said, hovering over me. "No," I squeezed my eyes shut. "My other ladies wanted to see." "I don't. I really don't." Over the next nights, I started to relax, and being with my new husband got easier. I soon learned that I was pregnant. When I was about 4 months along, Rich said, "How did you know about sex before we were married?" Rich was my husband, and now the father of my unborn child. I had kept this secret for so many years, I hardly knew how to answer him. And then, just like that, I did. Father taught me. Part 1. 1. You could drive a car through my family tree. There is only one man on the earth at a time that can receive direct revelation from God, and it is God's prophet. Warren S. Jeffs. Hilldale, Utah, November 25th, 1986. Rachel, Becky, come here. Father was standing next to the prophet's casket at the front of the meeting house. The prophet was Leroy Johnson, the leader of the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints, FLDS, and the only man on earth worthy of receiving the word of God, but we knew him as Uncle Roy. My sister Becky and I walked over to the casket. Our father was Warren Jeffs, and he was the principal of our church school. Father took one of our little hands in each of his, and we held on tight. I had just turned 3 years old, and Becky was 2 months younger than me. Our mothers, father's first two wives, were sisters, and had been pregnant with Becky and me at the same time. "Can we get these girls a stool so they can see?" Father asked one of Uncle Roy's wives standing in line, waiting to pay their respects to Uncle Roy. I could hear people crying. A lady with gray hair brought over a small yellow stool and placed it in front of the casket. Father helped me up onto it first. I had never seen a dead person before. I looked inside the coffin, curious and frightened, at the withered, pale figure lying there. He didn't look at all like the bald man with the benevolent smile I'd only seen in pictures. He was so very old, and his face looked white and fake. He had been sick for a long time. I hadn't met Uncle Roy while he was alive, but I knew he had been the leader of the church since before my father was born. Father leaned into me, put his mouth next to my ear, and quietly said, "Uncle Roy was the greatest man on earth. Rachel, I want you to never forget what a privilege it is that you have seen the prophet." The most important rule in the FLDS religion is this: never question the prophet. Even after Uncle Roy's death, Father continued to read his sermons to us every day at 6 a.m. before breakfast. Before we did anything else at all, in fact. These readings were considered vital to our spiritual growth. Uncle Roy's teachings were very specific. People in our church should conduct themselves with humility and obedience. To the church, to our parents, to our husbands. Women had to wear long dresses with sleeves to their wrists and skirts to their ankles. Boys should not so much as touch a girl's arm before marriage. The prophet determined who and when a person should marry. With Uncle Roy's passing, my paternal grandfather, Ruland T. Jeffs, assumed the mantle of prophet of the FLDS. While Grandfather Ruland was still alive, Father preached to us about the prophet from the stand at the meeting house and from his living room chair almost every day. "God and the prophet do right," Father said. Being the